சதாசிவசமாரம்ஹாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
பிரியரூபேண
வித்யதே பிரியபேதேன மானம் ஸ்யாத் இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹ. ஆச்சாரிய நிருசிம்ஹ சரஸ்வதி talking about the satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam, the word is used here as satta. Jnanam, the word is used here is purtihi. Anantam, for that the word is used is priyam or preetihi. Preeti means happiness or ananda. Jiva brahmana aikyam, that means he is talking about that aikyam means identity. Identity means oneness. Oneness between what and what? Oneness between the jiva, individual, and brahma, the total. Both are one and the same. Jivatma eva paramatma, you can put in other words. Jivatma eva paramatma means individual self alone is total self. Paramatma we call it as supreme self. Total self or supreme. Parama means supreme. The word is used here brahmanaha. Jiva brahmanor bhedaha. The difference between jiva, the individual, and brahman. Priya rupena na vidyate. Priya rupena means ananda rupena. Ananda rupena means in the form of ananda. When you take, there is no bheda between jiva and brahma. Previous slokas we saw satta bhedaha nasti, then spurti bhedaha nasti. Satta bhedaha means satyam, spurti bhedaha means jnanam. In this, priya bhedaha means anandaha or anantaha. Bheda means difference. Pure existence, pure knowledge, pure happiness, that means swarupa ananda. If you see from those three standpoints, means shuddha tattvam, shuddha jnanam, and shuddha anandaha, swarupa ananda. Without attributes, without upadhi, if you take, bhedaha na vidyate. There is no bheda, there is no difference. So you can say, I am Brahman. When can you say I am Brahman? When you keep your upadhi aside, intellectual. Upadhi means body, mind, complex. You have to keep it aside. Then only you can say there is no bheda, there is no difference. Priya bhede na manam syat. Suppose if you want to say there is bheda, there is a difference. Manam nasyat. Manam means pramanam. There is no proof to prove the difference. Manam is equal to pramanam. Pramanam means proof. Nasyat. There is no proof to prove the difference between Jiva Ananda, Parama Ananda. Jivatma Ananda and Paramatma Ananda, when you take, Ananda means not experiential happiness here. Ananda means not experiential happiness, but the nature, Swarupa Ananda. There is no difference. That is why when you go to deep sleep, that Ananda what you are experiencing is not an experiential Ananda, but it is a Swarupa Ananda. But we do not know that is Swarupa Ananda. When you get Jnanam, you understand that is Swarupa Ananda. There is no Bheda, there is no difference. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Previous shloka he said same thing. Satta Bhedena Namanam. The existence of the Jiva, the existence of Paramatma, the Satta between both of them, there is no Pramanam to prove, there is no proof to prove the difference. Suppose you want to talk difference, hypothetically, if you take, let us have a difference, Jivatma is alpescient, alpipotent, Paramatma is omniscient. Omni ki mini you can use, miniscient. Omni, omni remove. Mini, mini means what? Mini bus madre, small. Omniscient, you are miniscient. Our omnipotent, you are minipotent. Our omnipresent, you are minipresent. So Jivatma Paramatma Bheda is there like that. If you say Paramatma is Sapta, existence. Bheda is there, suppose you say Jivatma is different. But then Paramatma is Sat, Jivatma must be what? Asat, non-existence. Bheda means what? Satya Bheda means opposite word is what? Sat. For Sat, what is the opposite word? Asat. Sat means existence. Asat means non-existence. So Paramatma is existence. Opposite word is Veda. Veda word you have to say different word. Asat, Satya opposite Asat. So Jivatma will become Asat. Non-existence Jivatma, how can you talk about Vedam? The difference. Okay. So you can think. So Sat is same in both of them, no difference. Similarly, Spurti also, Jnanam also. Paramatma is Jnana Swarupam. Jivatma is different from Paramatma. Jivatma must be what? Ajnana Swarupam. Jivatma will be full of ignorance only. Therefore, Veda, if you talk, that is only from body-mind standpoint, only limitation. Alpavyapi, not all-pervading, but only all-pervading from body standpoint. Therefore, there is no difference from Spurti means awareness. Spurti means awareness or consciousness. From consciousness standpoint, there is no difference. Shuddha Chaitanyam Manatham. Spurti means Shuddha Chaitanya Drishtya. That is in 62 sloka. In 63, Priya Bhede Namanam Syat. So in Taittiriya, Satyam Jnanam Anantam word is taken, infinite. From infinite standpoint, what is infinite? Opposite to infinite is finite. If Paramatma is infinite, suppose Jivatma is different from Paramatma, Jivatma will be finite. Finite means parichinnam, limited. You want to be limited or limitless? Basically, intrinsically, no one desire to be limited. I am very happy with limited knowledge. I am very happy with limited money. I am very happy with limited water. Everything limited, limited. Are you happy? Who will be happy? So intrinsic desire is limitlessness. I want to be limitless. Limitless knowledge, limitless beauty, limitless beauty, limitless money, limitless. Naturally we desire. Therefore, none of us desire to be limited. Therefore, Ananta means infinite. Paramatma is infinite. I, the Jivatma, also is infinite. I means here original consciousness. Pure consciousness is Ananda Swarupam. There is no Bheda in that. That infinitude, there is no Bheda. But what is Bheda? Bheda is only Nama Rupa Bheda. That is going to say from the next shloka onwards. Up to here we saw in the last class. Na jiva brahmanor bheda. Namna rupena vidyate. Namno rupasya mityatvat. Iti vedanta dindimaha. In the previous shlokas, he showed that whatever is here in the individual, that alone is there in the total also. Koshagaha panchabhutagaha. This body, mind complex, pancha koshas, are nothing but panchabhutas. Panchabhutas are five elements in micro form, is in the form of body mind. It is a micro level. They are all at a macro level, total level, samashti level. We are looking at all nama rupas. Then nama rupa, nama means name, rupa means form. If you remember that Drigdrishya Viveka Shloka, asti bhati priyam, over now. 61, 62, 63, asti bhati priyam, satyam jnanam anantam, explain. Nama rupa, that to be explained. What about this nama rupa, amsha panchakam? There are five aspects. When I say I am, there are five aspects, five factors. Asti bhati priyam, the nama rupa. The nama rupa, it belongs to the world. Asti bhati priyam belongs to the brahma rupam. Nama rupam jagat. Tato dvayam jagat rupam. Jagat means belongs to the world. What do you mean by belongs to the world? All names and forms are nothing but nama rupas, nothing but only panchabhutas, matter, because of maya prakriti. That is why it is called jagat. Jayate, first it born, then gachati, arrival and departure. That which has got arrival and departure. Jananam, jagat la ja conveys jayati. They born, arrives. Then what gat, gam gachati. It departs. That's why it is called jagat. Whatever is born and whatever is gone, coming and going, adama payitvam, wherever adama payitvam is there, all names are all coming, forms are coming. When form comes, name comes. Form and next name, arrival. Then what? Every form departs, along with the form, name also departs. No, form has gone, but name is there now. No, for some time, 1 month or 2 months, you may call that name, remember that name, but after some time you forget. So that is why they are all not real. That's what he says here. Na jiva brahmanor bhedaha namna rupena vidyate. Even that nama rupa bheda also between jivatma and paramatma are not there. Nama rupa bheda is also not there. He is going further one more step. Previously what we saw, nama rupa are different, that belongs to jagat. Jagat rupam tatodvayam, we said. Jagat means nama rupa. Nama rupa is there, that is anatma. What about sattu, chittu, ananda? This is atma. Anatma is non-self. Sattu, chittu, ananda is self. Atma, anatma, viveka. Also we did lot of viveka. So anatma is standing one side. Atma is standing another side. Both are looking at each other. Then dvaita problem comes. If you say nama rupa. So jivatma, paramatma. Paramatma means Ishvara. Jivatma means individual. He is alpajnaha, he is sarvajnaha. Alpavyapi, sarvavyapi, bheda, nama rupa is there now. From that standpoint, sattu chittu ananta standpoint, there is no bheda. Okay, I agree. See the discussion here. From sattu chittu ananda, there is no difference. I agree. But nama rupa drishtya, there is a bheda. Suppose if anyone asks, I understood what satyam jnanam anantam brahma sat existence consciousness that happiness drishtya there is no bheda but nama rupa drishtya there is bheda. Ishwaraha is the ruler of the all beings. This jiva, the form, name and form is ruled. Our Ishaha, even on this Sevakaha, Dasaha. Name and formula, at least the Veda you can agree, accept. You have to accept. Suppose Puro Pakshi asks, lot of Veda is there. If he is intelligent, he is, the other person is not intelligent. Jagat means Namarupa. In Jagat, Namarupa, Veda is there or not? There. One person is tall, one person is short. One person is thin, another person is fat. One person is knowledgeable, another person is ignorant. One person is fair, another person is black. There are lot of bheda is appearing. How can you say there is no bheda? For that, Acharya answers, namna rupena na bhedaha vidyate. How you have to supply vastava bhedaha na vidyate. Really speaking, there is no bheda. Between name and form also, really speaking, vastava bhedaha na vidyate. And the vastava you have to supply in between. Vastava bhedaha na vidyate. Then what bheda is there means pratitika bhedaha. Pratitika bhedaha means experiential difference is there. But if you enquire really, there is no difference. Vastava bhedaha na vidyate. The difference what is appearing is only apparent. It's not real. You are seemingly beautiful. You are not beautiful. You are seemingly beautiful. That means it is as good as saying not beautiful. Like that, here pratitika bhedaha means apparent, means in appearance there is a bheda. Really speaking, there is no bheda. That alone I am not able to understand. Suppose you say, next line he says, why there is no bheda, vastavika bheda? Because they are mithya. Namna rupasya
மிச்சாத்வாத்.
How can you talk real difference between them? Suppose you are seeing a rope snake there. Bheda is appearing. Snake is different, rope is different. Difference is there. But really speaking, snake is mithya. The difference is real. When that snake appearance is false, the difference between rope and snake is real or false? False. Puriyala, not able to follow easily. No, simple, no? This example, you know. The difference is which is appearing is false appearance. Therefore, that name and form is also false. They cannot be real. You are talking about the pot. Pot space. The pot space is not real. Because pot is not real. There is no pot at all. There is no pot. Ghata akasha. Ghata akasha nama rupa. Ghata is a name. Ghata has got a form. You have given a name to that pot, Ghata Akasha. That Akasha has got the name Ghata Akasha. Ghata Akasha, the name given to the space is Ghata Akasha, pot space. The space has got the name pot space because of pot. Because of pot, the space has got pot space. This pot space, Ghata Akasha, this name, is it real or unreal? It is unreal. It is not there. But then why you are talking about Ghata Akasha? That is only Akasha. That name we have given to Akasha because of pot. Because of pot. What is pot here? Upadhihi. Space is conditioned by the pot. Ghata upadhi. Upadhika bhedaha. Space has got that pot space because of pot. Are you able to follow? Space has, how many spaces are there? Lot of faces are there, but space is only one space. One akasha. One akasha has got two names. Ghata akasha, maha akasha. Ghata akasha, that akasha has got the name Ghata akasha. That Ghata akasha name is because of Ghata. Therefore, can you say that Ghata akasha is real? No. It's real, Swamini. There is a Ghata, in that there is a Ghata, there is a space, therefore it has got Ghata akasha. No. Shastra says that Ghata is also unreal. Therefore, Ghata Akasha name is unreal. Mithyatvat. Ghata is, pot is not real. Why? There is no pot at all. There is no pot. Keeping in front of you the pot, you have to say there is no pot. Why? Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam. Ghata is only a vacharambhanam. It is only a verbal lip movement. Vacharambhanam. There is only clay. There is no pot substance. Therefore, once the pot is mithya, that pot space also mithya. Pot is unreal. Pot is unreal. Pot space can be real? When pot is unreal, because of which pot, the space has got the name pot space, it also is unreal. So the space which is outside and inside, is there any bheda? No bheda. And then why you call it as pot space? Because it is available in the pot. Therefore it is real, he says. I say, pot is unreal what space name is also unreal, then what is there? In there is only space. Vastavika bhedaha nasti paramtu pratitika bhedaha asti. Pratitika bhedaha means apparently appearance it is as though real, but it is not really real. It is not really real. Means what? It is unreal. It is unreal. Nice. What space is nice? What about Jivatma, Paramatma? Namna rupasya mithyatvat. This nama rupa is unreal. Body, mind, jiva, upadhi. Because of upadhi, one atma has got two names. One atma has got two names. Just as one space has got two names, you cannot divide this space, akhandaha space, as though divided, because of part, because of hall. Hall space, part space. Have you divided the space? Have you divided the space, part space, little bit you put in the part, little bigger space you put in the hall. So I made spaces, two spaces into pieces. Space I made into pieces, one is small space, another is big space. Small space I took and put in the pot, big space I cut and put in the hall. Have you done that? Is it possible? Never. When it is not possible, when you cannot do that division, why these names and all pot space and akasha in that hall space? Pot space and hall space are only vyavaharically real. Pratitika satyam natu vastavakam natu vastavikam. Like that, the atma is one is like mahakasha, ghatakasha madri. One atma is paramatma, another atma is jivatma. The jiva and parama name you have given because of body, mind. Ishvara body is viratava, is all pervading. Pradhamapadahana jagaritta sthana mahishprajnaha vaishvanaraha. What about this? This is only small. So jiva is small, parama is supreme, atma is one, but jivatma paramatma division is because of jiva upadhi and ishvara upadhi. Jiva upadhi is because of avidya, ishvara upadhi is because of maya. Maya upadhi ishvaraha, avidya upadhi jivaha. This avidya and maya alone is the cause. Really speaking, atma, there is no difference. This jiva upadhi avidya and maya upadhi ishvara, both of them are unreal. Atma alone is real. Therefore, namna rupasya mithyatvat, both are unreal. What are unreal? Nama, rupa are unreal. Mithyatvat. Mithya means, you have to understand carefully, mithya means here vyamaharika satyam. It is not totally non-existent, but not totally existent. It is sad asad. It is neither existent totally or not totally non-existent. Existent and non-existent. Sat and asat. Mithya is sadasat vilakshanam. Illamal ille irukkani illenna. Ille irukkana. Sadasat vilakshanam. It is different from existent and non-existent. Sat asat. What is it? Pot. Pot is there? Yes. Pot is there? No. Yes and no. Irukku? Illa. Apparently it is there. Visually it is there. But on inquiry it is not there. What about body? Body is there. Another pot. Body is there. Really? Not there.
that is called mithya. Mithya means it is neither totally absent or satyam, it is ever existent ani solla mudiyadu. Therefore mithya, mithya category. Mithyatvat there is no bhedaha, nama rupa is mithya. Therefore really there is no bhedaha. Next shloka. Therefore the name and form you cannot count. Mithya cannot be count worthy. It is not countable. Marriage water you drink, summer, no water problem. Go and get marriage water, lot of marriage water you are seeing. Is it useful? No, you cannot. So mithya is not countable. It cannot be counted. We say blue sky, we say. Blue sky. Is there blue sky? Blue sky is there, Swami. No, there is no blue sky. It is only vacharambhanam. Appearing, but it is not real. Whatever is appearing need not be real. Even water also appears blue, sometimes green. You go near and take into your water, into your hand. Have you tried? And it comes, is it blue or green? Neither blue nor green. That is called optical illusion. Optical illusion. That's called mithya. Next. Na nama rupe niyate sarvatra vyabhicharatah anama rupas sarvasyat iti vedantarindimah. One Atma Drishtya, Atma is called Paramatma. One Atma means what? Two Atmas are there, Paramatma and Jivatma. If you take Maya associated Atma is Paramatma. Avidya associated Atma is Jivatma. So Maya and Avidya both are Mithya. Since they are associated, Maya and Avidya, Maya at total level, Avidya is at individual level. Avidyopadihisthan, Mayopadihisthan, Ishvaraha ityuchyate, Avidyopadihisthan, Atma, Jiva ityuchyate. Which text? Tattva Bodha. We are all scholarly students, no? Tattva Bodha we don't remember. That's right. So one Atma alone, Maya Drishtya Paramatma, one Atma alone, Avidya Drishtya Jivatma. Drishti Bhedaha, Natu Vastu Bhedaha. So what? Nama Rupe Niyate Na Sarvatra Vibhicharataha. Why there is no difference? Nama Rupa Drishtya also Paramatma, Jivatma. That name is only unreal, vacharambhanam, it is not real. The reason he is giving here, nama rupe na niyate sarvatra vibhicharataha. Nama rupa means name and form, na niyate, there is no permanence. Niyati means permanence, na niyati hi, they are not permanent. Why they are mithya? Whatever satyam trikale api tishthati iti sat. To be real, it must exist all the three periods of time. Why you are telling nama rupa or mithya? He is giving the reason. In the 64, he established they are mithya. Nama rupa mithya. How can you say nama rupa mithya? 80 kgs, 70 kgs body, I am daily, you know, suffering to climb, taking lots of risk to climb the staircase and all. You say just, there is no body, there is no mind, this is not mithya means. How can you say?
For that he says, they are there, I don't say they are not totally there, they are there but they are mithya, they are unreal, not totally real. Why? If anything is satyam, it must exist all the three periods of time. That is the rule. Shariram satyam. Trikale api tishtati. Can you say? It exists. It was existed in the past. It is existing now. It will exist later also. Can you? It is not trikale api tishtati. It is not there all the three periods of time. That's why niyati hi na vidyate. Because vibhicharataha means agama apayi. Agama apayi. Agama means arrival. Apayi means departure. How do you know it has got agama? Agama means arrival, birthday. You are celebrating birthday, giving chocolate itself proves your arrival. And we are showing our ignorance. Agama pai, body has got manufacturing date and expiry date. Agama apai. Agama pai, that is called vibhicharataha. Vibhicharaswarupam. Vibhicharaswarupam means which has got arrival and departure. That is why whole history is but nothing but his story. His story is called history. My story is called mystery. His story means what? So and so date he has, no? He is born and so and so date he has gone. Born, gone. Born, gone. That is called Vibhichara Swarupam, Vibhicharataha. All names and forms have got their arrival and departure. Namarupe niyate sarvatra. Sarvatra, that is very important. Everything, every nama rupa, there is no exception. Sarvatra means in all places, all times. Anamarupaha sarvaha syat. All names and forms are mithya because they have got agamapayitvam. Drishyatvam, bhautikatvam, sagunatvam, savikaratvam, agamapayitvam. Whereas atma is anagama pai. It doesn't have arrival and departure. Atma doesn't have vibhichara swarupam. It doesn't have arrival and departure. No date of birth, no date of death also. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. It is never born, it is never dying. Anama rupaha vai, because it is formless, nameless and formless. Ashabdam, asparsham, arupam. Arasam, in that arupam means formless. Then atma is formless. Can you talk about small atma, big atma? Smallness and bigness are only from the standpoint of formed one. That which has got form, it is big, it is small, you can talk. When it is arupam, atma is small because it is formless. How can you say a small? A formless means arupa vastu doesn't have smallness and bigness. Smallness and bigness are possible only to an entity which has got a form, shape. Shape or form is required to talk about smallness and bigness. In Vishishta Advaita they talk Jivatma is small, Paramatma is big. Jivatma is small, Paramatma is big. Generally, other than Advaita, many people talk Atma Anuhu, Atma Vibhuhu. Some philosopher says Atma is like an atom. Atma is like a Mahat, some people talk. Atma is neither small nor big because it is formless.
அநாம ரூபா மீன்ஸ் அநாம அரூபா நாம ரூப ரஹிதா சாத் பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஃபார்ம் இட் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் நேம் தென் வாட் அபவுட் ஆல் தீஸ் நேம்ஸ் தேர் ஆல் ஆச்சாரம்பணம் விகாரோ நாமதேயம் தேர் ஒன்லி நியர் அட்டரன்ஸ் ஹூ இஸ் வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹ ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் டிக்ளேர் தேர்ஃபோர் தி சப்போர்டிவ் ப்ரூஃப் இஸ் கிவன் இன் மாண்டோக்கியா மெனி பிளேசஸ் கட்டோபனிஷத் மாண்டோக்கிய காலிக கௌடபாதாச்சாரியா சேஸ் ஆதௌ அந்தே ச யன்நாஸ்தி வர்த்தமானேபி தத்ததா ஏதசை சத்ருஷாஸ் சந்தஹ அவிததா இவ லக்ஷிதாஹ ஆதௌ அந்தே ச யன்நாஸ்தி which was not there, which is not going to be there. This part before its birth, is it there? Before the pot birth, the pot maker, before creating the pot, pot was not there. Once you break the pot, in future pot is not going to be there. What was not there in the past, what will not be going to be there or will not be there or not going to be there in future, in the middle also it cannot exist. It is as good as non-existent. Adam, antecha, ante means after the destruction, before its manufacture, adam, antecha, yan nasti. Do you remember Mandukya? Long ago, century, decades ago, we did Mandukya Upanishad. Adam, antecha, yan nasti. Vartamane, now your Swamini is holding in the hand, vartamane, present tense. Is this present tense or a past tense? Swamini, speech is in present tense or past tense? Present tense. Vartamane api sattaha. It is not there. Then what is there? Clay alone is there. Potty clay. Instead of saying clay pot, what you have to say? Potty clay is there. Clay is appearing in the form of pot. It is there in the hand. Clay alone is there, not pot. Like that, anama rupaha, rupaha sarvaha, all these names and forms, nearly speaking, anama rupam, they are not real. Nama rupa, what is real? Atma alone is real. Next shloka, shloka number 66. நதீவ ப்ரஹ்மணோர் பேதஹ பிண்ட ப்ரஹ்மாண்ட பேதத்ஹ வ்யஷ்டி சமஷ்டேரேகத்வாத் இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹ Body and mind, they have got limitation, limited agents. We can call it as upadhi. Manas upadhi, sharira upadhi. Upadhi is not real. Upadhi is only an appearance, mithya. Therefore, they are not really there. Therefore, Veda is not there. Jiva, Ishvara, Veda, Upadhi, Veda, wave and ocean. Wave and ocean, both are nothing but water. How many waters are there? Only one water. One water has got the name wave. Same water has got the name ocean. Wave is like a Jivatma. Ocean is like Paramatma. This wave is searching for Paramatma, ocean. Where is ocean? Where is ocean? Let me go and merge in it. Lehar dunde pani ko. Searching for waters. It is need not search, but searching. Agryani wave is searching for. Then why you call it as wave? Summa,
We have said given name wave. Wave content is water. Ocean content is water. Two names are given. Wave one name, ocean another name. For same water, one water has got two names. Because of names, wave and ocean, can you say there are two waters? One is wave water, another is ocean water. Wave water is water, ocean water is also water. Wave is the name given to the water at a micro level. Ocean is the name given to the water, same water, macro level. Similarly, Jiva Atma, Parama Atma, Jiva Pranadharane. So Jiva is an Vyashti, micro level, one Atma has got a Jiva. Macro level like ocean, same Atma has got a Parama name. So therefore we call it as what? Jivatma, Paramatma. Aidi Jivatma slowly merge with Paramatma. The wave has to merge with water. Slowly it has to merge with water, with ocean. Ocean Paramatma, na? Wave is Jivatma. So Jivatma wave wants to slowly merge with Paramatma ocean. Where is this wave Jivatma? It is already in ocean Paramatma. So wave has to recognize I, the wave Jivatma, need not merge with ocean Paramatma. As Jivatma or wave, I am water only. Why I have to go and merge? I am in water. That ocean, merging ocean, it is already in ocean only. Because it's smallness. Because of smallness, I am a small wave, small wave. Even though you are small, you cannot be different from water. So I, the Jivatma, sitting in the class. Now also you are Paramatma only. But thinking I am Jivatma. I am Jivatma. I am Dasaha. Dasoham, Tavadasoham. Who is singing? Unintelligent Paramatma. Unintelligent Paramatma means Jivatma Nartham. Singing to merge with Paramatma. Wow. All ignorance problem. Jiva Brahmanor Bhedaha Pinda Brahmanda Bhedataha Na Asti. Pinda means individual, self. Brahmanda means total. Pinda anda Brahmanda anda. Brahma anda Pinda anda. Abdi potukonu. Pinda anda Brahma anda. Okay. From the standpoint of Pinda. From the standpoint of Brahmanda. Pinda anda Brahma anda. Bhedataha na asti. There is no difference. Why? Yashtehe samashtehe ekatvad. Where is samashti without vyashti? Where is samashti without vyashti? All vyashtis put together samashti. All micros put together macro. Who is Paramatman? Paramatma is none other than all jivatmas put together Paramatma. Poor Paramatma, where he can exist without Jivatmas? Parangana, it's a tragedy. It's really a tragedy. Where is India without all states? All states put together only India. Is it not? Total country, in that all states are included. All provinces are included. Each state, each province put together country. Country is total, macro, samashti. State is vyashti. Province is vyashti. I love my country means I love my state means I love my country. There is no samashti without vyashti. Vyashtehe samashtehe ekatvat. Vesti Samashti division. Wave is Vesti, ocean is Samashti. Wave is Vesti micro, ocean is Samashti macro. Both are one and the same, ekatvat. They are one and the same from wave namarupa, ocean namarupa, are they one and the same? They are not one and the same from wave namarupa or ocean namarupa. Ocean namarupa, wave namarupa, bheda is only in your mind. Because you are giving reality to the namarupa. Really speaking, Vyashti Samashti Eka means the water, its content is one and the same. Wave is nothing but water. Ocean is nothing but water. What you are talking about Vyashti wave, Samashti ocean, this Vyashti wave and Samashti ocean, these names are given to whom? How many waters? One water. So all names, Vyashti Nama Rupas, put together Samashti Nama Rupa. Vyashti Nama Rupas, all our names and forms put together Paramatma. All these names at Vyashti level put together Paramatma given to one Atma. So Vyashti Samashti Ekatvat. Many names and forms at Vyashti level put together Paramatma, Samashti. Is there any difference between that Atma? Example nalla puriyirudhu Swami. Wave, ocean, Vyashti, Samashti, water, ekaha, ekatvad. Similarly, jivatmas are all put together, one paramatma. All jivatmas are all put together, one paramatma. Jiva, individually, Atma, Jivas, when bodies are names are given, Jiva Atma. All put together, Parama Atma. The Jiva and Parama, body, mind, complexes are all Mithya. What is Satyam? Atma. Ekaha. Atmas are many or one? One Atma. Ekatvat. Waters are many waters or one water? Atmas are also not many. Atma is one. Eko devaha sarva bhuteshu gudaha sarvantaryan. That's called vishtehe samashtehe ekatvat. Iti vedanta nishchayaha. Next shloka. Brahma satyam jagan mithyam. Jivo brahmaiva naparaha. Jivan muktastu tadvidvan. Iti vedanta dindimaha. What is the final? No? Consolidation. Conclusion, Brahma Satyam, that Atma is Satyam, Brahman is Satyam, Puchi Brahman Satyam Gnanam Anantam, Brahma is Satyam, real, Jagat Mithya, the world is unreal. Why? Jivaha Brahmaiva na Aparaha, this Jiva is none other than Brahman only. This Paramatma and Jivatma names are given only to one Brahman. The one water. Water is like a Brahman. Okay. Ocean is like a Paramatma. Wave is like a Jivatma. One Brahman has got Jivatma, Paramatma. Just as one water has got wave and ocean. So wave and ocean are nothing but one water. Similarly, Jivatma and Paramatma are none other than one Brahman. One Brahman has got two names, Jivatma and Paramatma. Individual body ki Jivatma, all total put together Paramatma, but one Brahman. Brahma, Ekaha, Brahma Satyam, that Brahman is Satyam, real.
ஜெகத் மீன்ஸ் நாம ரூப ஜெகத் அன்ரியல். வை தட் ஜீவ பிரம்மைவான் இஸ் நாட் டிஃபரெண்ட். வை வேவ் இஸ் வாட்டர். ஜீவா வேவ் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் பிரம்ம வாட்டர். டோன்ட் டேக் பிரம்மன் அஸ் வாட்டர். ஓகே, டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஈஸிலி ஐ ஆம் கிவிங் கண்டினியூங் த எக்ஸாம்பிள். அலாங் வித் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஐ ஆம் டெல்லிங் டோன்ட் டேக் வேவ் அஸ் ஜீவா. ஐ ஆம் வேவ், ஐ ஆம் வேவ் சொல்லாது உங்க வீட்டுக்கு போய். டோன்ட் சே ஐ ஆம் வேவ் வேவ் வேவ். ஓகே, ஐ ஆம் வாட்டர் பிரம்மன். ஐ ஆம் வாட்டர் கூட சொல்லக்கூடாது, ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன். பிரம்ம சத்யம் ஜெகன் மிச்சா. ஜீவா வேவ் இஸ் நன் அதர் தேன் பிரம்மா, லைக் வாட்டர் டைப் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன். ந அபரஹா, திஸ் இஸ் டேக்கன் ஃப்ரம் பிரம்ம ஜ்ஞானாவளி மாலா. பிரம்ம ஜ்ஞானாவளி மாலான்னு ஒரு ரிட்டன் பை சங்கராச்சாரியா. த நெக்ஸ்ட் லைன், அனேன வேத்யம் தத்து சாஸ்திரம். அனேன வேத்யம் சத் சாஸ்திரம் இது வேதாந்த கிண்டிமஹ. இது செகண்ட் லைன் இன் பிரம்ம ஜ்ஞானாவளி மாலா. ஃபோர் ஸ்லோகாஸ் 17, 18, 19, 20. ஜெகன்மிச்சா ஜீவோ பிரம்மைவ நாபரஹ. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் ஆஃப் தட் 20th ஸ்லோக ஆஃப் பிரம்ம ஜ்ஞானாவளி மாலா. அனேன செகண்ட் லைன் கம்ஸ் லைக் தட், அனேன வேத்யம் சத் சாஸ்திரம் இது வேதாந்த கிண்டிமஹ. ஹூ நோஸ் திஸ், ஹூ எவர் நோஸ் திஸ், தே ஆர் கால்ட் வித்வான். வித்வான் சத்வித்வான். சத்வித்வான் மீன்ஸ் ஹூ எவர், ஹூ எவர், ஹூ எவர் மீன்ஸ் தட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஹூ ஹேஸ் காட் திஸ் நாலேஜ் தட் எபோவ் செட் வாட் ஜீவ பிரம்ம ஐக்கியம். ஜீவ பிரம்ம ஏவ, ஹூ எவர் got this knowledge, sadvidwan, sadvidwan that wise person, the knower of that jiva brahma aikyam, that person jivan muktaha, he is liberated. Are you liberated? Jivan muktaha, by living itself, he is jivan muktaha, he is liberated from what? From samsara. So, it is Vedanta Dindimaha. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. ஹரி ஓம்.